Dr. Glenn Flores studied encounters between Spanish-speaking mothers and healthcare workers in an outpatient clinic. They found an average of 31 medical interpretation errors per patient visit.
One mother was told by an interpreter to give an antibiotic for 2 instead of 10 days. Another interpreter erroneously told a mother to apply hydrocortisone cream that was supposed to be just for a baby's facial rash to apply it to the entire baby's body. And then there was a case where a mother was told to put an oral antibiotic, amoxicillin, into the child's ears to treat an ear infection instead of into the mouth.
Dr. Flores says more mistakes were made by ad hoc interpreters like social workers or siblings rather than professional interpreters. Those errors significantly increase the health consequences for patients. Flores also says they recorded a number of false fluency errors by doctors when the interpreters were not around.
Well-meaning physicians would say, well, I know a little bit of Spanish and try and use their Spanish, and a lot of times that would lead to some errors. And so I would say it's nice to know a little bit about a language because that's a good check on the accuracy of the interpretation, and I think the patients appreciate that. But unless you're truly fluent, one should always call a professional interpreter.
Flores says medical errors can lead to death or expensive malpractice lawsuits. The study calls for the federal government and state to pay for trained medical interpreters. Currently, 5 states do so through Medicaid and SCHIPS, the state children's health insurance program. The study is published in the January issue of the journal Pediatrics. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.